From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. Thursday marks the anniversary of the 1963 bombing of Birmingham's 16th Street Baptist Church. The bombing perpetrated by Klansmen killed four little girls and was one of the seminal moments of the civil rights movement. Among the victims was Denise McNair. Denise's younger sister, Lisa, has a new memoir out today. She recounts her experience growing up in the first generation of African Americans after legal segregation. WBHM's Miranda Fulmore spoke with Lisa about her new book. And just a heads up, this interview mentions suicide.
You mentioned that after second grade, your parents wanted you to go to Advent Episcopal School, which you later figured out that your mom wasn't super sold on the idea, but you ended up going. Mm-hmm. And that school was a mostly white elementary school. Tell us a little bit more about how that made you feel and what you were thinking at that time.
First thing I thought, I don't remember seeing any black people when I was there. And I was like, oh my God, have they lost their mind? Why in the world would they send me this far every day with white people that could kill me while they going to work, you know, after they lost their mind and gone crazy? And I was just so scared. But as a little child, in the way we were raised, you know, you didn't argue with your parents. You didn't have a discussion with your parents. You just nodded and said, yes, ma'am, and did what they think. But my whole thought process was like, they've gone crazy. This tragedy has caused them to lose their minds. They're crazy, and they're trying to kill me.
You have an entire letter named What Does It Mean to Be Called a White Girl? Tell us about your internal struggle and why it hurt you so much to hear someone call you that.
Well, it hurt because it meant first, at some level, I wasn't being authentic to my blackness, or I wasn't acting black enough. But then also, knowing that my sister was killed for the cause, how dare I be not black enough and she died for it? But none of that was the case. None of that was true. I wasn't trying not to be black enough. In fact, I was breaking ground in something that had never happened before, to go to these schools and to be, you know, there and do what I was able to do.
So you have a letter named Suicidal Thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
This happened during your young adult college years after you left the University of Alabama. I would love for you to talk about what led to this point and how you got through it.
There was this time that I was suicidal. It was just a matter of all that time of not fitting in. Not fitting in with the black kids and the black, as a young adult. Then kind of being, you know, as you get older, you're not rejected by your white friends, but, you know, the ones you grew up with, they weren't as close to you. You didn't really have enough in common with them. They were respectful, but it didn't flow. Where my parents were concerned, I was the joy that came into their life after Denise. So then you feel like, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm tired. But how do I do that and take another child out of my mom and my daddy's life? How do I do that? But after a while, it just got to be, I just can't do this anymore. This is so hard for me. It's so sad. But I had a cousin in L.A. that I called all the time and talked to. And this one particular night, I had pretty much said that I was tired and I wasn't going to be here anymore. And I called him. And in our talking about other stuff, I told him. And he was like, no, you can't do that. You can't. And he literally talked to me, prayed with me, read scriptures, encouraged me all night long on the phone until the sun came up. And it got me through that really, really, really bad place. And so from there, I began to start the process of healing.
We're heading into the anniversary
mm-hmm.
of the bombing. You know, what do you hope readers take away from this book?
That we've got to love each other, but we've got to call out racism and hate when we see it. You know, I do an exercise when I'm doing speaking. I have everybody close their eyes, and I said, now think about who is your very best friend. Think about the people who you go on a girls' trip with, or a guy fishing trip or something like that, or a football game. Just think about the person you would call and pick up the phone if you were really having a bad day. You need to talk to somebody. If none of those people are people of color or a black person, your circle is too small. My circle is full of all of those people, and they are the color of the rainbow. So I can't hate anybody because I'm going to hate one of my friends. I got to show love. And that's what everybody needs to do. You know, I think sometimes we're too close in our own little bubbles, and that's the only place that we are.
Well, Lisa McNair, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
You're welcome. My friend, it's so much fun. Thank you for having me.
That was author Lisa McNair. She spoke with WBHM's Miranda Fulmore. Lisa's book is called Dear Denise, Letters to the Sister I Never Knew. It's out today. If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.